welcome to Season 2 of The Voice Behind the Pen, hosted by author and screenwriter S.C. Dickens. Before we move into this new season, we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in, following, subscribing, rating, and sharing Season 1. Keep sending in your feedback as it helps us get better at delivering a quality show for you all to enjoy. A special thanks to all of the guests from Season 1, Freeze, Tony Hale III, Mark Six Mitchell, Empress Rolanda, William Young, Keith Lakeen Powell, Victor L. Martin, John Alexander, Brianna Cole, and Marcus Massey. Thank you all for coming on and sharing your expertise, mindset, and wisdom. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send SC an email via the email link at www.theauthorscdickens.com. While you're on the site, be sure to check out SC's ghostwriting services and other works on the store page. If you'd like to advertise on the show, or you'd like production work for any of your projects, send me an email at faxtheproducer@gmail.com. That's fax with a Z. So, as usual, kick back, grab whatever your go-to is to let loose, and please enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Voice Behind the Pen podcast. I'm your host, author, and screenwriter, S.C. Dickens. And tonight, I will dive deep into the world of a talented individual who brings our favorite characters to life. I have the pleasure of sitting down with the remarkable actress, Joanne Sirtipak. Joanne has graced both the big screen and small screen with her captivating performance. And today, she is here to share insights into her latest movie project and the intricacies of her craft, from the exciting of filming to the challenges of character development. We'll explore it all. So without further ado, let's welcome Joanne.
Good evening, Joanne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I can't complain. I really can't, you know. I want to thank you, my sister, for coming on the show. It is greatly appreciated.
Yes.
I know y'all just wrapped up a movie, you know, and you took your time out to talk to me.
Yes, I'm blessed to be here with you.
Well, you know, on Mondays, I bring somebody that's an author onto the show. And on Wednesday, I bring somebody that's in the film industry. And with today being Wednesday and you being in the film industry, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about your career. All right. Can you share with us how it all began as far as you becoming an actress?
Yes. Yeah. And it's a really cool story. I had been friends with Karen Edwards on Facebook for quite some time. We had never met in person. And we had a mutual friend who did a lot of independent films. And she put out a casting call for A Matter of the Heart. That was going to be filmed in Greensboro by Sweet Pea Productions. So we both ended up at that shoot, and we got to meet each other, and we remained friends on Facebook. And then she got in touch with me and told me that she was doing a movie with a young director producer, Keith Lakeen Powell, called Seeds of Satan in Virginia. And she asked me if I would like to be in it. And I said, sure. She said, well, I'll get him to get in touch with you. And I said, okay. So Keith reached out to me. And he told me, he said, well, we just need you to be, I forget what it was to begin with, but it had like the character that I was supposed to be had two lines in the movie, but I was really happy with that. I'd never done anything like that before, and I thought this was going to be a hoot. It was just going to be a lot of fun. And so we get to Virginia, and I'm practicing those two little lines, and he's watching me, and all of a sudden he says, I'm going to make you the visionary. And he made me a main character in the movie. So that started the relationship, but I really fell in love with Keith as a person at the very beginning, because he has a dream, and he knew he wasn't going to let anything, and he still won't let anything interfere with that dream. So it was a rough day of shooting. We were there a long time, and it was pouring down rain, and it was cold, but we got it done. And we became a family unit kind of then. And so the next thing I know, I'm trying to keep everything in order because things really started happening fast for me.
Yeah.
He was going to do this movie called Something in Virginia. And it was a movie about a werewolf. And so he wanted me to play, and it was kind of loosely based on Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
He wanted. And so I said, sure, I'll come. So I got me a little granny wig, a little granny specs, a little granny nightgown off of Amazon. And we went and filmed that. And it was two parts, one and two. And we left that shoot. Karen and I, again, filmed together. Karen Edwards and I do a lot of work together. Almost everything that we do together. And we went and filmed that. And she played Red. She was actually, you know, the star of the film. And the heroine. And she, we walked away from that shooting feeling like $1 million. Keith had progressed so much in 5 months. It was unreal. And there was just a family feeling, camaraderie feeling. And it was so much fun to do. And so I remember we left that and we were like glowing. We really were very grateful to God to be a part of that project. And then he decided to do two. And I was just riding along to keep Karen company. But I got there and he said, no, 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 we're going to put you in this movie. So I had another part at the very end of the second part of Something in Virginia as a police officer. And so that's, I mean, this is how it all started.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, me and Keith met a similar way. You know, I was getting ready to produce a movie, you know, through another production company. And Keith jumped on board. He was like, yeah, man, I'll come and help you, you know, this, that, and the third. And I was like, man, you know, this dude is genuine, you know, and he's been a true person, you know. So he is definitely a genuine person. I've had him on the show and I've interviewed him and I've spoken to him about you guys, and that's how I was able to reach out to y'all, because he did that post on Facebook and linked all of y'all to the post. So I know exactly who to reach out to.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah.
He so, yeah.
Does promote people. He really does.
Yeah, he is. He's a very good dude, you know, and he is definitely not going to let nothing stop him.
Nope.
You know, I don't care what it is. He's not gonna let it stop him, you know. And he thinks outside the box too. You know, when we was talking on the show, he was telling us different things that he does and how he brings people on board and how he sets up for different films and everything, you know. So I know y'all just recently wrapped up a film. Was it Snatched or something like that?
Snatched. The one that we recently wrapped up was it's not wrapped up, it's a series.
Uh-huh.
Last film we snatched was a film that we did a year ago, this coming April, and it's getting ready to start streaming. And it's a movie about human trafficking locally.
Yeah.
And that is, I'm very, again, proud of that project. I played Mary Jo Healy in that film, and it is absolutely, in my opinion, it's absolutely amazing. I think all the actors and actresses, I mean, they pulled everything out of themselves to make this film, and it's just amazing. We had a big premiere, and we had, I believe her name, I hope I'm saying this right, because I love her to death, Chanel Dickerson, and she used to be the chief of police in Washington, D.C., of the Capitol Police, assistant chief of police of the Capitol Police in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And she came to the premiere and spoke to us. She was so wonderful, so human, and told us all about human trafficking as she had experienced and how important this was, what we did. But the film was genuine. Everybody could relate to the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Keith is really good. I don't know if Keith told you this, but all Keith's films are improv.
Yes, he did tell me that. He sure enough did.
Yeah, so we don't have a script.
Yeah.
Keith told us, well, here's the scene. And then we have to pull out of ourselves not only the vocabulary, but we have to pull the character out of ourselves and what we think he's looking for us to be. And so it's powerful. It is. And I can't wait for people to see it. I think it's going to make a huge difference.
Okay. What did you find challenging about portraying your character?
What I found challenging was the emotions that came with portraying this character, because I am the mother of six, grandmother of 21, great grandmother of two. And I could see my kids and my grandchildren being victims of something like this. And I was a victim of rape myself when I was much younger. And so when you start playing these roles that include pieces of your own life or what might happen in your life, because for me, my biggest worry has always been that something would happen to one of my children or grandchildren.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest fears about happening is them being kidnapped, taken away. And so the emotions were a lot to deal with. I have a scene where I have to meet the mother of the young girl that's been kidnapped. And I really had to reel it in because I wanted to cry. So much so in the scene, I just reached out to hug her, you know, at the end of the scene.
Yeah.
And then my speech, I did a improv speech to the, you know, to the citizens of South Boston. And that I had to, you know, I was so passionate about that again, I had to watch my emotions.
Yeah.
Because my character has to be professional, caring, and knowledgeable. So I ended up, I think, delivering a wonderful speech. And so it was challenging, especially, I think, for anybody when it pulls out of pieces of your own life. You really have to check yourself and decide what part of that you're going to use and what part of it you can't.
Yeah.
And so that was probably it.
Okay. What you're saying with him improv and everything, and you had him to be emotional about a situation that you had to put yourself in, right?
Yeah.
What did you learn about yourself as an actress about having to separate your character from reality?
Because, well, first of all, I didn't know I could act. And so that was the first big thing. And then when I realized I could, you know what you have to separate yourself from when you're acting is your ego. That's what you have to separate yourself from.
Yeah.
And so humility is huge. And I learned to really check in to, you know, being humble. And to listen to Keith and other actors and actresses when they're critiquing me, correct?
Yeah.
So, because I am a big take charge person, I've always had to be because I have such a large family and we've been through so much and we continue to go through things. So I am what the, you know, the, sub, I am the ultimate matriarch family, right? And so I had to reel that back, being in charge, and I have to completely open myself up. So that's a big deal too. And checking the ego is probably the very first thing besides praying that I do before I go into any role, whether it be with Keith or another director, producer.
Okay. Are there any roles that you're looking or seeking for that you haven't done yet?
I mean, I'm really open to anything, but I am, you know, I am a Christian by faith, and I love roles where I can use that, where I can be a Christian in the role. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes. Something that you know that'll be organic when you do it.
So, exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
I think think we've got in Money Calling, I really, that's when that comes out, part two. And he just told me I'm going to be in part four as well. But I really, the portrayal of the character I had in Money Calling was so far away from me in any way, shape, or form. I can't give it away, but there was something that happened to my character that turned her into a completely different person, very ruthless. And very ruthless. The roles I'm looking for in the future, I just hope to be able to draw on that, because I believe that I have a message for people. And I believe if God gave me this talent, because since that's happened, I have worked with some other producer directors, and one of them is a true, Hollywood guy. And he had me do an audition from home for a film called like Gloves for the Cold. His name, gosh, I can't even think of Steve Moon. He's worked with like John Travolta, Morgan Freeman. He's out of Alabama now, creating a lot of good films, independent films. And he had me do an audition for home from like Gloves from the Cold, and it was improv as well. And he just said, this girl's dying from cancer and you're her friend from work and you've just found out she's dying from cancer. Go. And so I did it from home, and then he made it my first scene in the movie, and then had me film another scene. So, and that's the kind of character I love playing, because I think we need more compassion, with compassion in them, more roles with God in them, more roles where regular people overcome things, like you and I were talking about before we started talking. Overcome things in life, and if they can't overcome, they can witness how God carried them through them, correct?
Yes.
And so that's what I'm looking for. I really don't want to, I don't really want to be in, films, or a lot of films for sure, where everybody's getting shot up and murdered.
No Terminator movies for you.
It's like, oh, she's dead. Oh, what? He's dead. Oh, my God. All dead. But it's okay. I look at every role. There's some people, if you're going to be an executive producer, no matter who you're working with, who your actors and actresses are, you need to be honest.
Yeah.
So that's why, I think I'm kind of limiting myself, and that's okay, because this is not the most important thing in my life. But the role I want is a role to be an example for others of love and truth and faith and failure, and then overcoming that failure. Uh-huh. And the directors and executive producers I want to work with are good, honest people who do what they say they're going to do and treat their actors and actresses fairly. So
scripted scenes versus improv.
Oh, that's a good one. I did some work in Wilmington for another director producer, and it was scripted. And when you do scripted, you have table reads, of course. You're aware of that.
Yes.
And so I had never done a table read. And so my first one, I was like a 3-year-old standing in front of the principal waiting for my rear end to get wore out by the ruler, I was terrified. But I did it, and it was great. And once I knew, I'm one of these people where I have to do something. You can't tell me you're going to be good, you're going to be great. I have to do it.
Yeah.
And with that same actor, director producer, I had another role, and it was a larger role, and did a table read and was able to memorize the script, and I improved on it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they were just tickled to death. I mean, I got a lot of praise for that one, and the part turned out to be a good part. Improv I love. I'm a natural, as you can tell, I'm sure, by now. Talker.
That's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And because I know how to draw from my feelings that I can draw from, you know, that's what makes me a good actress.
Yeah.
And so I love improv. I would rather do improv than anything. It just, to me, is magical. And when you see a whole cast do improv, it really is something that can take you aback. It really is, because somehow it all meshes together and it comes out. I mean, Snatch is completely improv.
Yeah.
Money Calling is completely improv. Like Gloves for the Cold is completely improv. And so when you see all that happen and how we all draw from ourselves and create those characters, create the role, create the verbiage, you can really see the magic in it.
Yeah. Now, you know, I know you said that you limit yourself because of your Christian belief, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know. You have to stand for something or fall for nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with that being said, has there ever been a role that you denied and you kind of regret it? Once you seen it was filmed, and he was like, oh, man, I didn't know they were going to go that route. I thought they were going to go another route. Have you ever had an experience like that?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah, not yet. So I've been very blessed. I have, you know, in some films I've been in, and I make it known, there's a whole lot of rough language. Lots of cussing and things like that. And I make myself known that I don't really approve of that too much at all, really. But if it's important to the, you know, when you get into an important film like Snatched, human children traffickers don't talk to each other nice.
At all.
You know, so if I'm going to do that role, then, you know, I have to. So again, there comes the being open, right?
Uh-huh.
And then with Money Calling, that's a street film, you know. And what my character did, as I said, was ruthless. She became ruthless. And so that fit the role. I think when I say I limit myself, there's, you know, I really would say that I'm not going to do anything like I will never play a romantic role in a film. I'm married to my husband. We've been together for 41 years. And I don't care if it would pay me $5 million. I have no desire to kiss another man.
That's so, cool. That's that. Let me tell you something. You'd be surprised how many women would be like, well, you know what? Be like, yo, we've been married 41 years. We need to spice this up a little.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. We don't need to spice anything up. We're good. And it's just the fact that he, you know, that I'm a married woman in the eyes of, you know, and so I'm not interested in doing anything like that. And there's no one else I want to kiss. And there's no amount of money. I would never do that. I would never do a romantic role. And then, you know, I don't want to go too deep into this, but I have certain morals and principles in my life.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to vacate for anybody, you know, for anything. So that's how I live my life. That's how I live this acting career. And, you know, I won't do anything that's lewd. And I'm not going to do anything that comes between me and God.
Yeah.
And so that's the way it is. I'm not a prude. You know, like I said, if some of these roles come up and they, you know, like Money Calling, and I mean, my husband was standing right there, and so was and everybody knows me. And I'll tell you something funny. Karen Edwards, she was scared to cuss in front of me when she first met me. She thought, I'm like, girl, are you kidding me? He said, no, you're such a this. I said, no, honey. I said, it's okay. I am not perfect. And I'm not trying to be perfect. And I don't look down on other people who do these roles. You know, that's, everyone has their own personal decisions to make about how far they'll go or what they'll do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's fine. But for me, that's where I stand.
Okay. Do you have any memorable moment that a fan has said something to you and it made you smile?
I have had a couple, you know, comments. Well, let me put it this way. I've had a lot of comments, not necessarily from fans. I mean, I have a big following on Facebook, and a lot of those people have watched my movies. I don't like to call them my fans. They're my friends. And you know, they say, even though, a lot of them I haven't met face-to-face. But just not really, no. I mean, I've gotten a lot of good, you know, good feedback from people. Wow, you did great in that. Mm-hmm. When I finished the speech in Snatched, the whole cast went crazy once we cut the scene with applause and everybody was talking about how amazing it was. I think that's what I look to. I look to what the other people I'm working with think. Okay. And if my director, my producer, my castmates said I did a good job, that's probably it. But that's probably my most memorable moment when I finished that speech and everybody, you know, got behind me and was applauding and everything. It was wild.
If I was an upcoming actor and I says, can you give me a piece of good advice that you've learned doing this craft, what would it be? Not something you heard, not something somebody told you, but something you've learned.
Believe in yourself, definitely. Don't be afraid to try something new. Don't think that you can't do something before you actually try it. Realize that you have talents and emotions that are God-given, that you have the ability to use when you act. And always, always, always listen to other actors, actresses, and your director and producer, and take what they tell you to heart. When they critique you, whether it's good, whether it's bad, just take it to heart. But don't let it offend you. Understand that this is a big deal. And independent films aren't Hollywood, but they can be a stairway to Hollywood. And just believe in yourself, open yourself up, listen to what people have to tell you, be willing to learn. And also, just don't sell yourself short. I think everybody has an actor or actress inside of them. They just have to find the right role. And so I know I certainly never in a million years, if you had told me 2 years ago this is where I'd be, I would have never believed it. But here I am. So it's a good thing.
Yeah. You know, you got to believe in yourself. And that's with everything in life, you know.
It is.
Now, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any blooper reels out there of you, girl?
No.
I know with just a script, right, in general, you might mm-hmm. get to a part where you start laughing. I could just imagine improvising and you just can't get rid of the giggles.
And how
did you do it? If you had a situation like that, how did you get rid of the giggles?
We've had a couple places where we got to laughing and couldn't stop. And we just laugh it on through is all. It is, I think that's one of the best things. People talk about bloopers and one of the best things that can happen on a set because everybody needs release. And there's no better release than laughing, especially when you're making a movie about child trafficking or people being murdered and robbed and everything and everybody splits a gut.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that. We really do. And the thing about Keith is he brings us all together at the same time, right?
Yeah.
And so in that, when someone's up there acting, a lot of the times we're in the background and we are dying. You know, we are just splitting a gut over the silliest things. And then we might do something like watch somebody die and just die laughing because it just struck us a funny way, the way they did it.
Yeah.
I don't think Keith really doesn't have any bloopers that, you know, because Keith's like, okay, stop, let's roll, come on, let's get going. And say, all right now, y'all.
Yeah, he do have a strong accent.
But he, you know, yeah, lots of fun. I live for that day. I'm looking forward to that day. And I think it's going to be coming soon. But yeah, we have a lot of fun. And there's a lot of times where we all just break down and laugh until we have to run to the bathroom.
Well, in closing, can you share all your social medias? Any place that people can go watch your films and list a couple of films that people can go check you out?
Sure. Well, I am on IMBD Pro, and everything that I've filmed and worked on is listed there. You can find me there under Joanne Sardi Peck. That is also my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page. The movies that I've worked in, we've talked about most of them. Seeds of Satan, Something in Virginia, 1 and 2, Snatched, Money Calling, Like Gloves for the Cold, A Matter of the Heart. Everything is listed again in my IMDb Pro. And I've done some work also down in Wilmington on a movie that has yet to be released, and I don't really think I can talk about it as of yet, but there is a premiere coming in June, and that will be coming too. So that's where you can find me at. I'm really focused on Facebook, and that's about it.
All right, Joanne, I really appreciate you again for taking out your time from your busy schedule to come on the show.
This has been a blessing, and I'm so grateful. You just have no idea, and you are a dear. You really, really.
Thank you very much. I've been called worse. Now I'll play.
You really are. The time we spent together before this was awesome, and I want you to know that I wish you huge, huge, huge success, and I would love to be in one of your scripts.
Oh yeah, so, definitely. Me and Keith, we got some stuff we've been talking about, and with me knowing that he does the improv stuff, it helped me out a lot with as far as like the character setups and everything, you know, because I have I wrote a 5-minute horror film, and everybody that I shared it with, they couldn't believe how I did that a 5-minute horror film until they read it and said, "Wow, that is kind of creepy, and that's kind of scary."
Awesome.
You know, so I know he always doing something, because I know he did something with the clowns.
The murder clowns.
The murder clowns, yeah. I was going to say the killer clowns, but I know that was something different. Yeah, the murder clowns, you know. And but I got some ideas, and we're going to talk, and I'm definitely going to keep in contact with you, you know. Okay, that's definitely. Awesome.
Oh. And before we go, can I just give a shout out to my bestie, Karen Edwards, because really, she is the one that got me going on all this. She praises me. She lifts me up. She is just always, always, always. She's my biggest fan. She really is my biggest fan. So I just want to give her a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
And to Keith, too, for all the work he's thrown my way and for all the good work he's doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have Karen on the show too. And I'm going to have Jerome on the show. I'm just waiting. Yeah. We're just trying to schedule all of that around my schedule and what I have already planned out. But they both will be on the show.
That Jerome's awesome. That's
and I
one.
Thought about doing, you know, a bonus season where I just have your whole cast and crew from Snatched and release all of y'all interviews. For that season, you know, it's up in the air. It's still up in the air, you know, so.
Let me know, because this has been amazing. And we've had a great time. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is another show of Voice Behind the Pen podcast. I'm your host, author and screenwriter, S.E. Dickens. Good night.